الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأخرج ابن أبي دنيا عن أبي راكة يقول: صليت مع علي رضي الله تعالى عنه صلاة الفجر، فلما انفتل عن يمينه مكث كأن عليه كآبة كأن عليه كآبة حتى إذا كانت الشمس على حائط المسجد قيد رمح، صلى ركعتين ثم قلب يده فقال: والله لقد رأيت أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فما أرى اليوم شيئا يشبههم، لقد كانوا يصبحون صفرا شعثا غبرا بين أعينهم كأمثال ركب المعزى، قد باتوا لله سجدا وقياما يتلون كتاب الله، يتراوحون بين جباههم وأقدامهم، فإذا أصبحوا فذكروا الله مادوا كما يميد الشجر في يوم الريح، وهملت أعينهم على حتى تبل ثيابهم، والله عفوا تبل ثيابهم، والله كأن القوم باتوا غافلين. ثم نهض فما رؤي بعد ذلك مفترا يضحك حتى قتله ابن ملجم عدو الله الفاسق. كذا في البداية والنهاية. وأخرجه أيضا أبو نعيم في الحلية والدينوري والعسكري وابن عساكر كما في الكنز. Ibn Abi Dunya, he brings the narration from Abu Raka, who said, I prayed once with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Salat al-Fajr. And so when he turned to his right after the prayer, he seemed to tarry for a while as if he is afflicted with sorrows. Ka'abba. Not Ka'abba with a shadd on the ba, like in takhfif al ba. Ka'abba, right? Like the du'a of suffer, right? Ka'abatul munzir. It's a sorrow, like as if sorrows were upon him. Hatta idha kanat ash-shamsu ala ha'ati al-masjid. And so he stayed like that until the rays of the sun hit the wall of the masjid, the length of a spear. And he got up and he read two rak'ahs after that, and then he flipped his hand. And this is a gesture amongst the Arabs to show hayra, to show يُكَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. It's like in the Quran as well. It's a gesture of showing تعجب, like he knows that something is very strange, or something is not normal, or something surprises somebody. So he flipped his hand over and he said, Wallahi, by Allah, I indeed saw the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I don't see anything nowadays that even resembles them. They used to wake up in the morning pale and disheveled and dusty, meaning they lived a very difficult life. And between their two eyes, the skin was like the skin of the knee of a goat. So if you see, like if anyone has observed livestock, right, the goats, they get calluses on their knees. The skin is thicker at that place. Why? Because it touches the ground so much. It's very thick. It's something that a person can barely feel. So he says that the skin between their eyes was of the same quality that the knee of the knee of goats have, meaning it was very thick and calloused. They used to go to sleep at night amongst making sajda and amongst standing in prayer and amongst the recitation of the Quran. And they would go back and forth between their faces and between their feet, meaning they would pray so much. And then when they would remember Allah Ta'ala, or if Allah Ta'ala was one of them would mention Allah Ta'ala, you would see them shake like a tree shakes on a day that's very windy. And their eyes, they poured out so much, they would cry so much that it would moisten their clothes. He says, by Allah Ta'ala, nowadays when people go to sleep, they go to sleep heedless. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. When the people go to sleep, they go to sleep heedless. And so he said this, and then after that when he stood up, the narrator says, I never saw him free of worry. He stayed in that state. I never saw him free of worry again, nor did I see him laugh again until the day Ibn Muljim, the enemy of Allah Ta'ala and the fasiq, the profligate, killed him. And it's narrated in the Bidayah wa Nihaya, the world history of Ibn Kathir. And it's also narrated by Abu Na'im in his Hilyatul Awliya, and Dainwari wal Askari wa Ibn Asakir, who are also very famous muhaddithin. And all of their narrations are brought in the compilation Kanzul Ummal. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ajma'in. Just a quick announcement, again, for those who may not know, our brother Muhib Diab, they found him, he was murdered. They found his body earlier, like sometime before Fajr. And inshallah, the janazah will be here after Zuhr prayer, inshallah, tomorrow at 1:10. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and to overlook his shortcomings, especially in light of the kind of horrid and unexpected way that he was taken away from us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give comfort and solace to his mother and to his siblings and to everyone who loved him and to the entire community because of his loss. And everything Allah ta'ala does, there's a hikmah in it. We oftentimes don't know what that hikmah is in this alam, but in the next one it will be made clear to all of us. And we have iman in that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everybody patience. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Also,